Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Howard White, who's chairman at Hydrogen Utopia. How are you today, Howard?
I'm very well, thank you, Zach. How are you?
Very well. The situation at Hydrogen Utopia is that you've had a decent share price rebound since the last couple of months, which is all good. You raised a bit of money and you're doing stuff in Saudi Arabia. But maybe you can tell us on the details, tell us a bit more about that.
Well, there's just been an RNS this morning, and I thought it was important to actually explain the magnitude of the RNS because it relates to a sustainable aviation fuel, which surprisingly, I have found very, very few people who actually know anything about it. So first of all, I'm going to give a very simple explanation of SAF, which is planes will fly on low carbon fuel made from waste and synthetic processes instead of fossil kerosene without changing the aircraft. And governments are now forcing fuel suppliers to make that switch. That is the bottom line. And to make SAF, you require, there are actually several methods of making it. The one that has been most advanced is called HEFA, H-E-F-A, and it essentially takes old cooking oil and animal fats and converts it into SAF, which is the same thing as Jet A1, also known as kerosene. And kerosene is the product that sits between diesel at the bottom, petrol at the top, kerosene in the middle. So this HEFA process has produced 80% of all the SAF up to now. And the issue is there just isn't enough old cooking oil and fat to put it to the sort of size it is. SAF has been mandated in the EU, in the United Kingdom, and in the USA. And it is being brought into airline fuels at initially 1% of their fuel, 2% of their fuel by 2030, 5%, 10%. What that means in real terms is an incredible requirement for this fuel that is made from sustainable resources. And the most sustainable resource is waste, and particularly plastic waste. And I must say that the general ignorance of SAF sort of filters through to myself, in that I hadn't really recognized that our Inntech technology produces the core prerequisite requirement for SAF, which is hydrogen. So we have spent the last few months doing some intense investigation and identified, quite rightly, that we have the exclusive rights in MENA to produce SAF from plastic waste, tyres, etc., etc. Now, this raises several benefits that create exponential growth opportunity for Hydrogen Utopia in Saudi Arabia. The first is that an SAF plant, which is at least the size of our single train, which is 40,000 tons of hydrogen a year, will produce about 600,000 barrels of SAF a year. Now, to put that into perspective, at the moment, I think last year, 2024, it was about 1 million tons of SAF. In 2025, it was 2.4 million tons, and the growth rate is exponential. And the CAGR on the growth rate on SAF is at over 40% a year for the next 5, 10, even 20 years, because by, I think, 2050, the requirement will be 115 million tons of SAF. There is obviously not enough cooking oil or fat for this. In fact, it's already being stretched. So we are now looking at SAF projects in Saudi Arabia. And the beauty of it is that as it produces an end product, which is the SAF fuel, We can now go and do takeoffs directly with end users, and that's probably every airline in Europe, America, and indeed in Saudi Arabia, where they're already using SAF in their internal airline. The point about SAF in MENA is, whereas currently we aren't restricted to supplying modern steel plants that that employ the direct reduction iron DRI process, and cement plants which are prepared to convert over to hydrogen. With an SAF plant, we're self-contained, so we don't need a third-party end user partner. We are the end user. We produce the SAF and we sell it to all the airlines, as many airlines that want it, and all airlines in the area will need it. So there will be a ready market for it. And not only will we be able to build in Saudi Arabia, and up to the current situation, we're limited to about four or five countries in MENA. With SAF, we can locate in every country. Every country, in Morocco, Algeria, Egypt, in North Africa, and Kuwait, which doesn't have a DRI steel plant, but it certainly has a lot of tires and plastic knocking around, and Oman, and every Bahrain, every single one will not only be capable of having an SAF plant, but will want an SAF plant because will all want their airlines to be able to be provided with a secure SAF delivery system. So it's this one. I'm not sure how well the market will understand the enormity of it, but this is, as I say, an exponential opportunity for Hydrogen Utopia with the Inntech technology, because other than that, there are no other TRL9 technologies around that will take the waste to a sufficiently clean hydrogen to put into a Fischer-Tropsch system at the end. And that's the next process that we add on to the Inntech process. We'll convert it into the hydrocarbon end products, which are of a sustainable feedstock. So I think we're going to have to do a little bit of educating here, and we will be putting up material on our website to explain just how significant this is. But just to say that whatever one might have perceived the HUI KSA program to be worth, you can multiply it by a significant number now in terms of the next 5 years' opportunity. In terms of revenue, as soon as we have agreed a project and a party enters into an agreement with us into an SPV, and funds the FEED, that's when we will start taking our $50,000, $100,000 a month management fees. And I would expect that within 6 months. And I don't mean one, I mean several opportunities now can arise, because there is no competition here. No one is competing with each other, because there is such a lack of product in the marketplace. Everyone will be fine with them all having it in their own countries. No problem with competition.
There are a couple
Please.
of questions that arise from this, what you've told us about SAF. First one is, what do you think the addressable market is? And the second one is, I suppose, did you know that that you would have this opportunity with airline fuel when you got the technology?
Okay, so let me answer the second question first, so I can put that down to my ignorance, my inability to look through the prospects that Innotek gave us? And the answer is no, we did not look at SAF when we signed up Innotek. We were only looking at high quality, low cost hydrogen for steel and cement plants. The SAF part of it, now, again, my ignorance here, overwhelming. I thought the HEFA process was the only process that was around. I now find there are five or six processes, and the one that can deliver the most SAF is the waste plastic through the Innotek system, producing a very, very clean hydrogen and CO component going into the Fischer-Tropsch system at the end, which converts it. And the importance here is the cleaner the hydrogen and CO, the longer the very expensive catalyst in the Fischer-Tropsch system will last. So it means that we have a much better operational OPEX cost. So no, I did not know about it. Secondly, the addressable market, as I have said, every airline in Europe, United Kingdom, and America, and also, as I said, even Saudi Arabia has already adopted it. The first three jurisdictions have mandated it. This is not optional. In Heathrow, there are signs up saying, British Airways are looking at, SAF, and they're doing a project somewhere in the UK with a company called Altalto. And actually, the old friend of mine, Velocis, or Velocis, whatever you want to call it, they're looking at it. But frankly, they are not TRL9 systems. We would be looking at TRL9 systems for our Fischer-Tropsch, and hopefully backed by CERC in KSA. They will be more interested in dealing with us because they're dealing essentially with a subsidiary of a sovereign wealth fund. So that will give Shell and the other provider of FT at TRL9 is Sasol, the South African company. And that is the sort of people I hope that we will be entreating to partner with the Innotek process.
The perhaps well, just as important as the last question or two is that well, the observation that the stock market tends to be, or is supposed to be, forward-looking. It tends to be forward-looking, in my experience, on negative things rather than positive things. This is a positive thing. Do you think the stock market has factored any of the SAF opportunity at HUI in the share price at all?
Well, no, they haven't, because they've only just heard about it 45 minutes ago, assuming you get this out at 8:45, it's at 7:45, as the announcement goes out this morning at 7 o'clock. I'm doing this interview just to try and explain to people what the SAF opportunity is, which is, as I said, a magnitude greater than even the wonderful opportunities we have with the steel plants in Saudi Arabia.
And given the current market cap, would you assume and would you hope that there could be a significant re-rating on the off the back of the SAF opportunity?
Well, if there isn't, then I don't know what to say. But the stock market is, has been for the last 5 years something that I hardly recognize. This is my, I can't remember, fourth, fifth public company. And there were times when people actually believed in the opportunistic processes that I've been involved with. But should it re-rate it? Absolutely. Should there be institutional interest? Absolutely. Are we burning money at a phenomenal rate? No, we are not. Do we have is this a lifestyle company for the board of directors? We're probably the lowest paid board of directors on the LSE. So we're in this to win for our shareholders. That is our focus. We believe the SAF opportunity will bring incredible rewards in the next 4 or 5 years in real terms, us holding at least a 20, well, 10 to 20% free carry on all of the SPVs. That will be our principal movement forward. We want free carry on the SPVs, and assuming that, to give you some sort of scale, a 600,000 barrel a year SAF plant at $250 a barrel is somewhere in the region of $150 million of revenue just on the SAF.
Just finally, in terms of you'll be doing this with the Inatec technology. Do you think there's going to be a competition in this area? But what are the barriers of entry to entry? And are you going to be like a pioneer or a lead player for quite some time?
Well, I don't know of any TRL9 front-end technology around. If someone wants to show me one, I'd be interested. But even if they do, they're not in bed with SERC, RDIA, MISA, and Saudi Arabia. And I am flying to Riyadh with my CEO, who I must add is responsible for Hydrogen Utopia obtaining. Identifying and obtaining the Inatec technology. So, whilst I do a lot of the talking, she does all of the action, and it is entirely down to her that we have Inatec, and therefore she is coming out, and we expect to be entering into some direct talks out in Saudi Arabia at the IFAT, IFAT exhibition in Riyadh, which is from the 26th to the 28th of January.
Well, we all look forward to our invite to that. But in the meantime, Howard White, Chairman at Hydrogen Utopia, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.